Katz and Cosby on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Joining us now here on Katz and Cosby is Vinny Vallelong. He is the president of the Sergeants Benevolent Union. And Vinny, first of all, everybody's talking about this. We were talking about it even earlier in the show with Jim Walden, who, of course, is the independent candidate, one of them for New York City mayor. Law and order on the ballot. Where do you guys stand, especially when we hear some of these things about defund the police from Zora Mondami?
Well, first of all, good evening. How is everybody? And thank you for having me on. Well, I can tell you this. Where we stood is pretty much on the steps of City Hall today, and we made our choice. The city's moving in the right direction, and it's pretty much because of this administration that's in there right now. And we all know that Eric Adams understands that investing in public safety, it's critical to the city's economy and to our future. I mean, what Mondami brings to the table is basically a de Blasio-era left-wing failed progressive political ideology. That's it. And we've all lived through that for 8 years. Businesses left the city. You have people that left this city, and we are only recovering now. And it's probably going to take at least another 3-4 years before we're back to where we should be.
Yeah, they talk about the destruction. Like you said, when there have been mayors in the past who pushed for defund the police, I can't believe it. This guy, Mondami, some of the things that have come out, and some of them came out in the height of the riots, where he was essentially saying, keep rioting, basically, and then also said defund the police and also defund prisons. I mean, how dangerous is that? It's almost obscene that there's someone running for mayor with these views.
It's obscene that people are taking him serious. Or they're not taking him serious enough is what I should really be saying. He's looking what his ideas are basically going to do is compromise public safety. It's definitely going to undermine the men and women who do this job every single day. We don't go to these jobs and ask people what their political affiliations are. We're there to fight crime. And his whole idea about this $330 million community safety department. I mean, where do we get this from?
Yeah, it's crazy. Ed Cox, your thoughts?
Yeah, so he wants to substitute social workers for the police and send them into domestic violence situations.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, that's crazy. What, you're going to send grandma and hell? Hold on, break up the fight. That's not going to last very well.
She'll be killed.
Yeah, that's it's so dangerous.
They even beat up Governor Patterson. Governor Patterson, they beat you up on 96th and 3rd Avenue.
For a while they did, but I got the last punch.
Okay. Whoa!
Hey, this is a terrible situation. And Sergeant, we're all fighting for common sense in New York City. And we're going to win at the end of the day.
Listen, we've run the city for a very long time. We know how to run the city. We're sons, daughters, fathers, mothers, just like everybody else. And we have a stake in this city, and people need to understand that. They have to remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Vinny Vallelong, we so appreciate your service and everybody there at the Sergeants Benevolent Association. You guys are terrific. And we always have your back here on Katz and Cosby. That's for sure. Thank you so much.
You've been fantastic to us. So I thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.